Red News. I'm John Scott. The House has voted to expel embattled Representative George Santos in the wake of an Ethics Committee report. It accused the New York Republican of criminal wrongdoing.
The vote marked the third and most serious attempt to oust Santos from Congress amid his mounting legal and ethical troubles. A defiant Santos has long denied wrongdoing and resisted calls to resign. He claimed at a news conference Thursday that lawmakers were bullying him and that the Ethics Committee report was incomplete and littered with hyperbole. Santos is now the first lawmaker in modern history to be expelled from the House without being convicted of a crime. He became the sixth House member to ever be ousted from his post. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died. She was 93. O'Connor's nomination in 1981 by President Ronald Reagan and subsequent confirmation by the Senate ended 191 years of male exclusivity on the High Court. She retired in 2006 and was replaced by Samuel Alito. In a debate on the Fox News Channel, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis accused California Governor Gavin Newsom of making false accusations against him.
He's just throwing stuff out to see what sticks against the wall. This is a slick, slippery politician whose state is failing. People are leaving his state, and he's trying to run interference for his failure.
In a debate on the Fox News Channel, California Governor Gavin Newsom says Governor DeSantis' presidential bid isn't working.
There's one thing, in closing, that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
California Governor Gavin Newsom. Stocks have moved higher now. The Dow is up 241 points and the Nasdaq adding 62. This is SRN News. By the age of 13, a child has spent five times more hours in school than in church, if the child even goes to church. To counter this disparity and potential harm, a pastor summit was convened in Richmond, Virginia on Thursday to learn how churches can shape the public schools and rescue the next generation.
Pastors recommended providing meeting rooms and resources for parents' groups and uniting ministers to persuade school boards on policy. Dallas pastor Tony Evans said each church should adopt a school.
So if every school got adopted by one church and provided mentoring and tutoring and family support services to the at-risk students in that school, we would be doing a good work.
He said the results will be transformative. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
And there were other speakers at the summit. This is SRN News. A deadly salmonella outbreak from cantaloupe has grown. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
The CDC says do not eat pre-cut cantaloupe if the source is unknown. The number of illnesses and recalls tied to a deadly salmonella outbreak continues to grow. At least 117 people in 34 states are sick after eating contaminated cantaloupe in the United States. 61 were hospitalized and 2 have died. Another 63 illnesses, 17 hospitalizations, and 1 death tied to the outbreak have been reported in Canada. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An annual report on capital punishment says more Americans now believe the death penalty is administered unfairly. Experts say it remains uncertain if the public's waning support of the death penalty and its declining use will ultimately lead in its abolition in the U.S. More details at SRNnews.com.